today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Hey. We left off on the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. It's going to be a short shiur today because I'm supposed to be in Chinek at 9 o'clock. So we'll do a short shiur. We'll do hope for some Kvitzas HaDerech as well. So we are holding on the very top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we are in the exciting sugya of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh and Al Taras HaTruma. So the Gemara is going to talk about if a person eats Truma that's a Shlishi, or Chulin that's a Shlishi that's Nas Al Taras HaTruma, so whether if he eats either of those things, he's not allowed to eat Truma afterwards, Truma Tahara afterwards, but he's allowed to touch Truma Tahara afterwards. So the Gemara is going to discuss why I need to know both of those halachos. Isn't one obvious from the other? That shouldn't Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaTruma have the same status as Truma? Then we're going to discuss what happens if a person eats a Shlishi Shal Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh, and does it make a Revi'i Bakodesh? If a person ate a Shlishi of Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh, what happens to him, and what are his limitations in terms of what he's allowed to eat? And then on Amud Beis, at the two dots, we are going to shift out of the Sugya of Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh and go into the Sugya of Hechsher LeKabel Tuma, where the Gemara is going to discuss what kind of dam is machshir lekabel tumah, and whether specifically Rabbi Shimon holds that only when Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah that the shechita is machshir the basar to be mekabel tumah, even without dam, does that mean that dam ashechita is not machshir the basar lekabel tumah, and only the shechita is machshir, or that dam shechita can also be machshir lekabel tumah? For example, if the dam shechita touched peros, are those peros now hukshar lekabel tumah? So that's going to be the discussion on Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to bring four rayos as to the status of the dam shechita and whether it has the ability, in Rabbi Shimon's view, to be machshir lekabel tumah. So let's pick up from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Am Rabbi Yonatan Am Rabbi Ha'ochel Shlishi Shal Truma Atzma Asur Le'echol Umutu Liga. If a person eats a shlishi of truma itself, that his body becomes pasul for truma, and therefore he's not allowed to eat truma Torah, but he's allowed to touch truma. He's not metame the truma by touching it, because he himself is only a shlishi, and truma cannot become a revi'i. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out, why do I need Rabbi Yonasan's din once I already had Ula's din on Lamedal Lamed Beis? Ula had said that if you eat a shlishi of Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaTruma, you're not allowed to eat Truma Torah, and you are allowed to touch Truma. So what's the difference? Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaTruma and Truma itself should be the same thing as far as Tuma is concerned. Says Gemara, V'itzterich de'ula v'itzterich de'Rabbi Yonasan. We need both of these dinim. De'imi de'ula, if we only had the din of Ula hava mina hanimili b'chulin Shenasu Al Taharas Truma, I would say that when is this true that you're allowed to touch Truma? That's only when you ate chulin that's nasal taharas hatruma, aval truma. But if you ate truma itself, that's a shlishi l'tuma binegia nami aser. That it should be even aser to touch it. So it's Rabbi Yonasan. That's why I need Rabbi Yonasan's din that even if you eat a shlishi of truma itself, you're still allowed to touch truma. That the only thing that's aser is achilas truma Torah, but touching it would still be mutter. V'imi Rabbi Yonasan, and if I only knew the din Rabbi Yonasan, hava minahani mili truma aval chulin ba'achilinami shari, I would say the idea that you're not allowed to eat truma is only if you have eaten a truma itself that was a shlishi l'tuma. But if you ate chulin shenasu al taharas truma that was only a shlishi l'tuma, that you'd even be allowed to eat truma tahora. So tzrichi, that's why I need both dinim of Ula and of Rabbi Yonasan to tell me that regardless of whether you ate truma that's a shlishi, or whether you ate chulin shenasu al taharas hatruma that's a shlishi, in either case, you are not allowed to eat truma Torah, but you are allowed to touch truma Torah. Yasev Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, kamed Rav Nachman. So Rav Yitzchak was saying the following, Yasev ka'amar, ha'ochel shlishi shal chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. Now we're not talking about eating a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taharas hatruma, but a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. So you're treating this chulin like kodesh. It is now a shlishi, and you eat it. Tar lechel b'kodesh. You are allowed to eat kodesh. Now this is somewhat surprising, because if you ate a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taharas hatruma, you're not allowed to eat truma. But if you eat shlishi of chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh, you are allowed to eat kodesh. Why? She'in l'cha davar sha'os revi'i b'kodesh el kodesh mekudesh b'lvad. The whole notion of a revi'i b'kodesh is only when you're dealing with kodesh mekudesh. When you're dealing with the actual item of kodesh itself, it doesn't apply to chulin that's nasa al taharas ha'kodesh. Only with the actual real kodesh. And the way Rashi explains, and the Rishonim explain over here, is because the whole idea of a Revi'i Bakodesh existing, the very notion that there exists such a thing called a Revi'i Bakodesh, is only a Dinmi Drabanan. So the Rabbanan were only goes there on a Shlishi of real Kodesh, that it will create a Revi'i. Like you have Basar Karban or Chalos Toda, that became Kodesh through the Shechitas HaZevach, but that's real Kodesh. But a Shlishi of Kodesh that's only Kedushas Piv, that the person was Maktish and is not, doesn't have Kedushas Guf yet, and certainly of Chulin Shenasa or Taharas HaKodesh, where it doesn't have any real Kedusha to it whatsoever, the Chacham War never goes there, that it's going to make a Revi'i Bakodesh. So just like it won't make a Revi'i Bakodesh, it won't make the person who eats it possible to eat a Shlishi, possible to eat Kodesh. That a person who eats this Chulin Shenasa or Taharas HaKodesh, that's a Shlishi, that person will not be usher to eat Kodesh, will be allowed to eat Kodesh. Now, it is somewhat surprising. We're always taught these dinim that, you know, Truma can become a Shlishi and Kodesh can become a Revi, and we naturally assume that these dinim are dinim Da'oraisa. But no, Rashi tells us that it's not so, that the idea that Kodesh can become a Revi is only a din Midrabanan. His Raya is from the Mishayis at the end of Chagiga. They list off the Eser Milos, their 10 Chumras that Kodesh has over Truma. And the eighth of those 10 Chumras is that Revi'i B'Kodesh Pasul. That there's such a thing as a Revi'i B'Kodesh, there's no such a thing as Revi'i B'Truma. By Truma it only goes to Shlishi, not to Revi'i. And the Gemara in Chagiga, Chafalvan Beis, explains that the last five Milos, the last five Chumras that Kodesh has over Truma are all Rabbanan. There's no drora da oraisa whatsoever. There's no connection to a din da oraisa. They're all midrabanan. So you see very clearly in the Gemara, in the sugi of there, that Revi'i Bakodesh is among the last five. It's number eight. So it's clearly doesn't have any din minat Torah. The Gemara Masechta Sotah and Chavtas Beis Darshan's Braisa that it's a Kal V'Chomer from Chusuk Kippurim that we learn the din of Revi'i Bakodesh. So sometimes you have a Kal V'Chomer that's a real Kal V'Chomer, and sometimes you have a Kal V'Chomer that you have to say is not a real Kal V'Chomer Midaraisa. You have to figure out why it is, because some Kal V'Chomers are a little more Mukhrach, the logic is a little stronger, and other Kal V'Chomers, the logic is not as strong to rise to the level of a Daraisa. So even though a Kal V'Chomer generally has the capacity to create a Din Daraisa, but it has to be a strong Kal V'Chomer to create a Din Daraisa, therefore we assume that this is only Midrabanan. So now the Gemara, you know, Tosfos raises the question, wait a second, if Chulin Shenasa al Taharas HaKodesh cannot make a Revi'i, because it's not Kodesh Mekudesh, it's not the actual Kodesh, so it can't make a Revi'i, so then what's the nafkamina in calling it Chulin Shenasa al Taharas HaKodesh? Meaning, what does that mean, it's Chulin Shenasa al Taharas HaKodesh? It doesn't have any of the same rules as Kodesh. Kodesh can become a Revi'i. This cannot. This stops at Shlishi. So it also suggests that it's Tamei Betuma Shlishi in the sense that you can't be Maktish Pekdush Saguf. If let's say Chalos Toda, where you haven't yet shechted the Zevach, so if it became a Shlishi, you would not be allowed to shecht the Zevach on it and make it have Kedushas HaGuf. That's the full extent of what it means that it's become a Shlishi. Because if it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, then it's not going to be able to make a Revi'i anyway. So Masav Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks on Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel that Shlishi Sheini LaKodesh Ve'in Sheini LaTruma. That if a person eats a Shlishi, he becomes a Sheini LaKodesh, but not a Sheini LaTruma. B'chulin Shenasa Taharas Truma. And that's talking about Chulin Shenasa Taharas Truma. And Rami Bar Chama assumes Lav Dafka Al Taharas HaTruma, but certainly that's true if it's Chulin Shenasa Taharas HaKodesh, that the person who eats it becomes a Sheini LaKodesh. So Amai V'Lav Kodesh Mekudeshu. Why should that be the case? Why should this Shlishi passel the person who eats it if it's not Kodesh Mekudesh? Only Kodesh Mekudesh can, as a Shlishi, can passel something else. Samalei Hanach LaTruma Shetarasa Tumahi Eitzel HaKodesh. He says, no, that's talking about Chulin Shana Asal Taharas HaTruma, and that's totally different, because Chulin Shana Asal Taharas HaTruma from a Kodesh perspective is absolutely Tameh. Guarding Kodshim requires a much greater level of Shemira than guarding Truma. So the level of guarding that you do for Truma is, which if it's a Shlishi, as far as Truma is concerned, Legabe Kodesh, you have to be Choshish that it's worse than a Shlishi, that it's a Sheni, as far as Kodesh is concerned. So someone who eats it, Legabe Kodesh, is like he ate a Sheni Lutuma, not like he ate a Shlishi Lutuma. So even though it's a Chulin Shanasvataras HaTruma, that's a Shlishi, yeah, it's from a Truma's perspective, it's a Shlishi. But you have to assume that from a Kodesh perspective, it's even worse. It's a Sheni, and therefore, it's going to be Metame. Umina Temra, how do I know that Taras HaTruma is considered Tuma with regard to Kodesh, from a Kodesh perspective? Ditnan, it's from a Mishnah, Maseches Chagiga, when we discussed the Chumras that we have, the different levels, rather, that we have of Tuma and Tahara. So the Mishnah over there tells us that Bigdei Ama Aretz, the Begadim of Nama Aretz, even though the Ama Aretz assumes that his Begadim are Tahar, they're Medras Leprushin. As far as a Parush is concerned, someone who's more careful about Tuma Tahara, he has to treat all the Bigdei Ama Aretz as if it's an Avatuma. Big Day Prushin, the begadim that Prushin wear, the people who are generally careful about Tumen Tahara, that they wear, and they assume that it's totally Tar, Medras Lo Ochlei Truma. People who eat Truma have a higher standard, so as far as they're concerned, from their perspective, the begadim of even the Prushin are an Avatuma. Big Day Ochlei Truma, the begadim of people who eat Truma, who are guarding their begadim, making sure that they're Tar, and they claim their begadim are Tar, Medras Lo Kodesh. For people, from a Kodesh perspective, and for people who eat Kodesh, they have to view those begadim of Ochlei Truma as an Avatuma. So you see very clearly that there is this level of Chumra that Kodesh has over Truma, in the sense that whatever you think is Tahar in the world of Truma, from a Kodesh perspective, is assumed to be Tameh. So I'm a Rava Midrasos Kamrit. You're going to bring me a Raya from the din of Tumas Medras? Shiny Midrasos Shemateshe Velei Nishtonida. Medras is different because you have to be Choshesh that maybe Ishtonida sat on them, and even though Ochlei Truma are careful to guard their begadim b'tahara, but legabi kodesh, that shmira, the shem taras truma, is not considered a real shmira. Aval b'peri, but when you're dealing with peros that are not tameh with tumas medris, it would only be tameh with mago or masa, which is not as common. Lo amrinan, we don't say such a chumra that we automatically assume that if you're guarding it for truma's sake, that for kodesh's sake, it's not going to be considered guarded. We would say, no, if you guard it for truma, it's good enough for kodesh as well. So shlishi l'tumah is for truma is considered shlishi l'tumah l'gabe kodesh as well, and therefore we're back to our kasha that if a shlishi shel chulin al taras hakodesh does not make a revi'i, why would Rabbi Yeshua pasul someone who eats a shlishi shel chulin shenas al taras hatruma from eating kodesh? If I ate that shlishi shenas al taras hakodesh, I'm allowed to eat kodesh. So why is it that if I eat a shlishi shenas al taras hatruma, then I'm not allowed to eat kodesh? Rabbi Yitzchak beperi nami amar. Rabbi Yitzchak would say that this idea that when you look at truma from a kodesh perspective, you look at something that was guarded for taras hatruma from a kodesh perspective, that you view it as tameh, is not only true by tumas medras, it's true by all tuma, by tumas maga, by tumas masa. So it would be true by peros as well. That's the explanation for Rabbi Yitzchak. So now the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yitzchak further. Masiv Rabbi Yemi midifti umi amrin. Beperi? Do we really say that by peros, taras hatruma is considered tameh from a kodesh perspective? Vatanan, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Chagiga that an Ama Aretz is believed to be made about tahara of yayin l'nesachim, of shemen for menachos, but he's not neman about the tahara of trumas yayin v'shemen. And im Amar, the Ama Aretz says about a barrel of wine that is truma, hifrashti l'tocha revius kodesh, I have mixed into this barrel of truma wine some kodesh, neman, he's believed about the entire barrel that it's entirely tahara. And we do not assume that the wine of Truma is Mitame, the wine of Kodesh that's mixed in. Because again, what's the baseline halach over here? That an Ama Aretz is believed about the Tara of Kodesh, because he's going to take that very seriously. He's very scared of Kedusha, of Kodesh. He's going to be believed about Tara of Kodesh. He is not believed about Tara of Truma. What about some truma mixed in with kodesh? Says the Mishnah, he is believed. He's automatically believed about the tara of kodesh mixed in with truma, because he would never be metame the kodesh. So we have to believe him about the truma part as well. But ask the Gemara, if from a kodesh perspective, anything that's nishmar taras truma is going to be considered more tame, shouldn't the wine that is truma be metame the wine that is kodesh? The amrit tarasa tuma hi etzal kodesh. If you're going to say that the tara of truma from a kodesh perspective is considered to be tame, titame truma lakodesh, the truma should be metame the kodesh, the wine should not be okay. So that's a kasha Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, Rabbi Yitzchak's great chiddush is that things that are considered tahar in the world of truma, from a kodesh perspective, are considered tamei. So if that's the case, when the Amaris produces this wine that has both truma and kodesh in it, it should all be tamei. So I'm like, tuma b'chiburin kamrit, you bring me a kasha from truma and kodesh that are connected to each other in the same kli. Tuma b'chibur and shiny, that's totally different. Tamiko de mehemen ha-kodesh, mehemen nami ha-truma. Because since we're going to believe him about the kodesh, we believe him about the tower of the truma as well, when they're mixed together. Because obviously if they're mixed together, he's guarding the truma with the same zihirus that he's guarding the kodesh, because you can't separate the shemira. It's all in one barrel. As opposed to truma and kodesh that are not mixed together, where the shemira of the truma is not considered a shemira as far as kodesh is concerned, and therefore would be metameit. So now we go back to the very din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak was a shlishi of chulin shnas al taras hakodesh does not make a revi'i. Only the kodesh mekudash, only actual kodesh could make a revi'i, not a shlishi of chulin shnas al taras hakodesh, and therefore someone who ate a shlishi of chulin shnas al taras hakodesh is allowed to eat kodesh. He's allowed to subsequently eat actual kodesh. So Masav Rav Huna Bar Nasan. So Rav Huna Bar Nasan asks from a Mishnah in Taharos, or a Brisa in Taharos, Hasheni Shabchulin Metami Mashka Chulin, that a Sheni Lituma of Chulin can make Chulin liquid become a Rishon Lituma, Uposel Ochle Truma, and it will Pasel Ochle Truma. Vashlishi, that which is a Shlishi as far as Chulin is concerned, Metame Mashka Kodesh, can be Metame, a liquid that is Kodesh, uposel ochle kodesh, and can pasel those who eat kodesh, because a shlishi makes a revi'i ba kodesh. So what are we talking about? What kind of shlishi? Bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. It's talking about a shlishi, not of real kodesh, of chulin that's nasu al taras hakodesh. So what do you see? That even a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh makes a revi'i b'kodesh against Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, no, unless it's kodesh mekudash, then shlishi's the end of the line. It's not going to be able to make a revi'i. But here you have chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, and it becomes a revi'i. Says Gemara, you're right, tanaihi. It's a machlokas tanaim, and Rabbi Yitzchak's taking one position. Ditna, ditanya, we have a braisa or a mishnah. Unclear. The Rashash says it's a Mishnah Maseches Taros, even though it says Titania. Chulin shnas al taras hakodesh harein chulin. Chulin that's nas al taras hakodesh is like chulin itself. The Rabbi Lazar and Tzadik Omer harein ketruma l'tamishayim v'luv salechad. The chulin shnas al taras hakodesh takes on the status of truma in the sense that it can only be metame two levels down and be posel one. Meaning the Rishon and Sheni of them are tame enough to be metame other things, but the shlishi of chulin shenas al taras hakodesh cannot be metame anything else. It itself is pasul, but it cannot be metame anything else. So this Tana, it's according to this Tana, Blazer Rabbi Tzaddik, that Rabbi Yitzchak is saying his din, that kodesh cannot become a revi'i unless it's kodesh mekudash. That chulin shenas al taras hakodesh is not kodesh mekudash, and it does not become a revi'i. So since it does not become a revi'i, the shlishi doesn't have the ability to be metame. It's only called pasul. It's only called pasul. It's not called tame. But the Tana of the previous Mishnah that we quoted disagrees on Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik and holds that there is a revi even for chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. So that's a machlokas. So it turns out that there are three deos about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. One opinion is sheet of the chacham that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh has a din of kodesh and therefore can create even a revi l'tuma. Then you have Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik who holds that it has a din of truma and it can only get down to shlishi but not to revi. Then you have the Tanakhama of Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik who holds that it's nothing, it's chulin, and even it's not even
even metame to a shlishi. It's absolutely chulin, which is, by the way, the shita that we had of Rabbi Yeshua yesterday, that there's just no such thing as chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh. It just doesn't exist. There is no special category called chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh. Okay, that's the end of the chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh and v'taras hatrumah sugya. Now we shift gears to discuss the idea of Hechsher lekabel tuma al yedei dam. So the Gemara explains the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon Omer hukshuru b'shchita. Rabbi Shimon said the basar of your carbon becomes hukshur lekabel tuma. How? What liquid did it touch? In order for something to be hukshur lekabel tuma, it has to touch one of the zayin mashkim. Yad shach adam. Right? It has to touch one of the zayin mashkim. Which of the zayin mashkim did this touch? Says Rabbi Shimon, doesn't need to touch any of the zayin mashkim. The shchita itself is matirid from Eivor Menachai. It takes it out of the so it makes it an ochel as well. Sometimes, even without touching the zayin mashkim, something can become hukshar lekabel tuma. Right? Sometimes midin the chashivus of something chibas hakodesh is makshir lekabel tuma, even though it doesn't actually touch anything. So here also shchita itself is makshir lekabel tuma. So Amar Rav Asi, Omer Rai Rabbi Shimon shchitas makshares velo dam. When Rabbi Shimon says the shchita is makshir to be makabel tuma, he means that dafka the shchita, but the dam that comes out at the time of the shechita is not considered one of the Zayin Mashkim, even though dam is one of the Zayin Mashkim. It's only very specific types of dam, and dam shechita is not able to be makshir lekabel tuma. Big nafkamina if it's not able to be makshir lekabel tuma. True, the meat of this animal is going to be makshir lekabel tuma anyway because it went through a shechita. But what if that dam now touches peros? Are those peros hukshur lekabel tuma? So says Rav Asi that Rabbi Shimon would tell you no, that those peros are not hukshur lekabel tuma. Dam shchita is not dam as far as hukshur lekabel tuma is concerned. So Levi Misayele, the Gemara is going to bring four rayas. So raya number one, Rabbi Shimon Omer hukshur b'shchita. Rabbi Shimon says beferish that how does it become hukshur with shchita? So my love b'shchita v'lo b'dam. Obviously that means only with shchita, not with dam. Says the Gemara love af b'shchita. Maybe he means even with the shechita, but obviously the dam as well. Tashma Raya number two. Amalan Rabbi Shimon, v'chi adam machshir, v'lo shechita machshires. Is the dam what's being machshir? Shechita is being machshir. So you see very clearly he holds that the dam shechita is not machshir, only the shechita itself. So achi kamalan, v'chi dam bilvad machshir. Af shechita nami machshires. You have to add in a few keywords. Is dam the only thing that's machshir? Shechita also is machshir, but maybe he holds that dam too is machshir. Tashma right number three. Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam a mace eno machshir. That dam of a behema that just dies on its own is not machshir ochem to be makabel tuma. My love, adam shechita machshir. Isn't the diuk to make from that that yeah, if it just dam dies, the dam is not machshir, but the dam of shechita is machshir. Lo, hadam chalala machshir. No, the diuk to make is dam of a behemoth that gets killed is machshir, that gets hunted is machshir, because the Torah itself calls that a mashke. It says dam chalalim yishte. So chalalim means that which is hunted, that which is killed. So aval dam shchita mai. But what would the din be about dam shchita? Lo machshir. Maybe it would not be machshir. But if that's the case, why does Rabbi Shimon tell me that dam ameis is not machshir? Lishmina dam shchita kol shkein dam ameis. Shouldn't Rabbi Shimon have told me a greater chiddush that even dam shchita is not machshir? And then kal v'chomer, dam of an animal that just dies on its own is for sure not machshir. Says where dam ameis is srifalei. Now there's a greater chiddush in telling me about dam ameis. Salka daita chamina malikate ihu malikate malachamaves. Because I would have thought, what difference does it make whether the animal is killed by human hands or the animal is killed by the malachamaves? Just like the dam of when it's killed by human hands is dam chalalin and is therefore machshir lekabel tuma. So dam that's killed by the malachamaves should also be machshir. So that's why Rabbi Shimon has to tell me that no, only dam chalalim is machshir, and you can't make any other diyukim that dam shchita, whether dam shchita is machshir or not. So Tashma, the Gemara says raya number four. Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam agafaso, dam of a behema that comes out because of a magefa of the dam. Ain't no machshir. It's not able to be machshir lekabel tuma. My love, hadam shchita machshir. Isn't the diuk to make from there that dam shchita is machshir lekabel tuma? Says Gemara, lo, hadam chalalim machshir. The diuk to make is that dam chalalim is able to be machshir lekabel tuma, but not that dam shchita is able to be machshir lekabel tuma. So that was the fourth and final raya. Aval dam shchita mai. What is the din by dam shchita? Is it able to be machshir or not? Lo machshir. It would not be machshir. So ask the Gemara. But then Shmina Dam Shchita, Bekolshkein Dam Gafaso. Let it only tell me about Dam Shchita, that it's not Machshir, and I'll know for sure Dam Gefa is also not Machshir. Says Mar Dam Gafaso Tzrichalei. No, there's a great chiddush in telling me that Dam Gefa is not Machshir, because Sal Kadai Dechamina Mali Katla Kula Mali Katla Palga. Magefa is that not that it died, but that you wounded it, that you struck the animal and wounded it, and some blood came out. So I might have had a havamina that I know dam chalalim is makshir, that if you kill the animal, you hunt the animal, you kill the animal in that way, that's for sure makshir, that's beferish in the pasuk. So I might have thought malikata kula malikata palge, that when you wound an animal, that's a partial killing. And therefore, just like if you kill the animal by stabbing it, let's say, that dam is going to be makshir. If you stab it and don't kill it, that dam should also be makshir. So maishna dam chalalim de makshir. Why is it that we're so sure that dam chalalim is machshir, that if you kill an animal, the blood is machshir? D'chsev v'dam chalalim yishta. Dam shchita namik, siv alaretz tishpachenu kamayim. Ask the Gemara, yeah, but by dam shchita it also calls it a mashke. It says it's like water, alaretz tishpachenu kamayim. Says the Gemara, no, the idea that we compare it to water is a different halacha. Hahu, l'mishri daman d'psulei mekdashin ba'anohu hu da'asa. The comparison to water is to tell me that the dam of psulei mekdashin is mutter bahana'a, because the pasuk is talking about behemos of kachim that have a mum, that is then nifta, and it's mutter ba'achila without being makrovit, so it's telling us that the dam is mutter ba'anah, because sal kadai d'chamina, hol va'asiri b'gizav avoda, daman liboy kvura. I might have thought that since you're not allowed to do gizav avoda with psulei mekdashin, that you have to do kvura on the dam as well. So kamash mulan, that's why he has to tell me, Allah tzish b'chenu kamayim, that the mayim is in fact mutter ba'hana'ah. We'll have to stop there. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.